The conference will now begin.
Hi, Hever. How are you? I don't know who I'm speaking to. And whoever it is I'm speaking to, I look forward to seeing you, Bez Hashem. Very quickly, this is really much longer, just a machshava from a few minutes ago. Something we've discussed in the past, but it needs to be reviewed. Erev Yontiv, Parshas Bamidbar, we're opening Sefer Bamidbar. There's a huge ASIC, a big business in Parshas Bamidbar with flags, with the Degolim, each al-Diglai, each having his flag and each Shevet and so on. What's on the flags, who's carrying and where are they and so on. And the Medrash brings the Pasuk of Yanil Beis Hayayin, the Digloy Alaya Hava, that these are banners of love, the flags of the Midbar. And the Medrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down and was revealed by Har Sinai with 22,000 chariots of angels who were divided up like flags, and Bnei Yisrael saw this, and they wanted very much to have this ability to be like flags. They had a tiber for flags, for these banners. Halavai shalunasim degolim kamaisim. If only we could be flags and banners like the angels. So Hashem said, okay, chayechem harini oisim shalosechem, and I'm going to do this for you. And Law said, Lovo, when Mashiach comes, also, when I redeem you, you're going to be redeemed in such a way like banners and flags. So what is this talking about? So the tzaddikim, the Marva Shemesh, the Beis Aaron from Kalin, and the Pitzadik, or Tzadik, many tzaddikim speak about this. And they explain that even though there are countless angels, each angel, each malach, has his own particular role, his own shlichus. That's why he's called the malach. He means the shliach. He has his own job, his own role. Yishal diglo, like having his own flag, his own banner. That's who he is, and that's what he does. He knows exactly what his purpose is in his existence and his life, whatever that means, life of an angel, but he has his own existence. And the little malachal, who's not so powerful, is not mekane, is not jealous of Gavriel or Michal. He's not jealous of the more chashev malachim. He has no interest in carrying the flag of that other angel, of being in the tchum of the other angel. I have my own mahalach, and this is what God told me to do, and I'm going to do it. And I'm going to be ma'abek for Shemaim in the way that Hashem told me to increase his light in the world. Each malach does that. So that's from talk about how that's what Bnei Yisrael really were longing for. And that's what you and I wish we could connect to. To be samech b'chelko, to be excited and satisfied with one's portion, not only with one's physical belongings and possessions, but in Ruchnius as well. In Ruchnius as well. The Pasuk says in next week's parish, in Parashas Noso, Kalapkudim asher pokad Moshe v'Aharon and Nesiyei Yisrael and Salavim, the Nevi'im divided up with their jobs. And the Medrash says that Me'ach Shechishev Alevi'im Mishpachas B'nei Kohas Levad, Mishpachas B'nei Kohas Levad, Mishpachas B'nei Gershon Levad. The Medrash says that once the Torah has already told us separately the Levi'im from the family of Kohas, and then the Levi'im from the family of Gershon, and the Levi'im from the family of Merari, Chozer V'kol Olam Yachad. The Torah brings them all together, all of them together, in this pasuk, Asher Pokad Moshe V'Aharon B'Nesiyei Yisrael Es HaLevi'im, L'Mishpachosam, L'Beis Avosam, all of the Levi'im are brought back together as one big family. Why? So Chazal say, L'Hagit Shekulam Shkulam L'Fnei HaMokam B'Chiba, because they're all equally beloved in Hashem's eyes. Hashem loves all of them equally. So the Bnei Soscha writes in Agudat Pirkei Tzadik Vav, Hagam, even though we know that the avoda of Bnei Kohas was more chashuv, was the most chashuv, because they carried the Aron, and it was more chashuv than Bnei Gershon, and the Bnei Gershon's avoda was more chashuv than the Bnei Merari. Bnei Soscha writes, "Im kol ze," I'm reading from the Agud Pirkei Tzadik Vav from Bnei Soscha. "Im kol ze kasha yasu Bnei Merari avoda hamotelas aleihem." Nevertheless, even though the avoda of each family was one was more chashuv than the other, nevertheless, when the Bnei Merari, who was the least chashuv, had the least chashuv avodah, when they would do their avodah, hamotelas aleihem, that was their responsibility and job, It was just as dear to Hashem and important in Hashem's eyes as the job of the Bnei Kohas. And Milman Mizeh, the Bnei Sasa writes, that one Jew should not be envious of another Jew, even when it comes to spiritual matters. Each person should carry his flag, his banner, and to concentrate on that Avodas Hashem that was assigned to him, that was given to him. The Beis HaLevi in Parshas Noso talks about this on the pasuk Ish al Avodoso al Masao, al Avodoso, Avodoso al Masao, like a soldier. That every soldier, the Beis HaLevi describes, every soldier in the army has his avod. And if this little private goes and wants to act like a general or vice versa, then the whole milchama will be messed up and the army will lose and there won't be any cover for the king. Every soldier, down to the smallest little soldier with a job that seems to be the least significant, it's all part of the covet of the king. It's all part of winning the war. And that's what really B'nai Yisrael were looking for. That's what we wanted. We're asking Hashem, Rabbanu Shalom, please could you help me to know what is my degel? Just if I know my job, I'll be happy. If I know what my role is in life, I know that I'm a Jew and I know I got to do all this stuff that everybody does and all the mitzvahs and so on. I'm going to do what I can. But help me to come to understand, to learn what my specific role is in serving you, in my family, with my learning, with my mitzvahs, with my davening. Help me to know that so that I won't be envious or jealous of anybody else's flag. I'll be happy. I'll be filled with simcha, with my chelik in serving you, with my chelik in ruchni. It's not just in gashmius. So I'll tell you a little story. There was a bacher, a yeshiva bacher, who was a grandson of one of the Gedolei Yisrael. This goes back, it looks like, we're talking about the late 50s, early 60s. Was a grandson of one of the biggest yeshivas, who was learning in a yeshiva in Yerushalayim. And this bacher was a Yirei Shamayim, a God-fearing, a masmid. He was learning all the time. However, he did not have strong kishrones. He was a very, very weak student. And as hard as he tried, and as many hours as he put in, and he reviewed the Gemara, he just never really was able to recall and never really got it 100%. And he saw all the guys ahead of him. So one time he was sitting and learning with his chavrusa, and the chavrusa was going over whatever the tesis for the 10th time. And he saw that this bacher, his friend, was depressed. And they spoke, and the bacher opened up his heart and said, look, what's going to come from me, Lamaisa? My whole family is going to be embarrassed of me. And I try hard and I review a lot, but I can't retain, and I'm not sharp. I don't really get it. He said, I went to the Meshgiach, and I spoke to him, and I spoke to a few of the Rebbeim, and they basically told me the same thing. They tried to give me chizik. They were very kind, and they spent time with me, but they told me stories of Gedolei Yisrael, who, when they were young, like, you know, the Nitziv, that he didn't have such a strong head, and he davened, and he cried, and he kept on working at it, and eventually he became the Nitziv. He became a Gedolei Yisrael, and you too. And as they told me, that I could also work hard and review and so on, and I could become a Gedolei Yisrael. But I have to tell you, he said to his chavrusa, I didn't really get chizik from that because I've been killing myself for years. And I don't see that this is working. Nothing magical happened to me. There was no malach that came to me to give me the Torah. And I'm just becoming discouraged. I don't know how to continue. So his chavrusa, his friend, said, you know what? I know a few people that have sent letters to the Lubavitcher Rebbe in New York. And they received answers. So back in those years, they received answers. And the Rebbe sent thousands and thousands and thousands of letters. And write to Lubavitcher Rebbe and pour your heart out and tell him exactly what's been hurting you, what's been going on. So Yitaka did this. He sent a letter to Lubavitcher Rebbe and said over the whole thing. A couple of weeks later, he gets back an answer. And it was short but clear. The Rebbe wrote to him, I never saw anywhere where it says that it's a tafkid of a Jew in this world, it's a Jew's responsibility to be a Rosh Hashiva or to be a Lamdan, a big Lamdan. I never saw that. What I did see is that it's a Jew's responsibility to serve Hashem. And it's a Beferish Mishnah in Kedushin that pay Beis, Oman Aleph, where it says in the Mishnah, Ani Nivresi L'shamesh Eskaini. I was created to serve the one who created me, to serve my master, to serve Hashem. Every single person of every wrote to him has to serve Hashem with his kaiches and his kishrinas using his flag. If it's somebody that Taka has a kishrinas of Rosh Hashiva, that's fine. Or London, that's terrific. But if there's a Bach who does not have, was not given by Hashem, such a strong mind to be a Rosh Hashiva or a London, and in Kol Zeh, the Rebbe wrote to him, you still try, you're always learning, and you're doing mitzvahs to the best of your ability, and you're davening as hard as you can, then you should know that you are a Jew who gives pride to Hashem, because you are exactly what the Mishnah is talking about. Ani Nevresi L'shamesh Eskaini. I was created to serve the one who created me, to serve my master. You are not a lo yutzloch. You are using your kishrinus. And as a matter of fact, the Rebbe wrote to him, as a matter of fact, that in Hashem's eyes, you could be more choshev than the big lamdan if you're using your karchis to the best of your ability, and that lamdan is slacking off, even though he's a genius, and he says all kinds of fancy things. But in Hashem's eyes, you could be infinitely more choshev than that person who's a lamdan or even a Rosh Hashiva. Because the tachlis is, ani nevresi l'shamesh eskaini. He got this letter, and he told his chavrusa, I have my flag. My life is a different life. Ever since then, he said, I don't see myself as a lo yutzlach. I see myself as an ish matzliach. And if there are some people in my family who are wondering what's going to become of me, I don't care. I have my flag. And because of that, I know that I too am part of the invitation to Hashem as Beis Hayayin. And he's saying about me, V'digloi alaya hava, that his banner upon me is a banner of love. Hashem as well should help us to know, each one of us, to be able to know what is it that he wants us to do specifically, uniquely for him, and to be able to be proud to hold up that flag and to be Avdei Hashem Ad Me'avesim Shana. All right, we share the service toivas. Be a Havarabah.